So how do we start this thing, Jordan, this week?
Well, I don't. Wait, you want to do a song?
I always say I want to do a song. I have an idea for a song.
Right. What's your idea?
Do you know, and I know you know it, that Pink song?
Which one?
Something like You're Not Less Than Perfect.
Oh, you mean Effing Perfect?
Effing Perfect.
Wait, there's two versions. I know the radio one.
Well, no, girl. I don't listen to the nasty one. I got 2-year-old twins.
Oh, no. The nasty one's the fun one. That's really? That's like what CeeLo's song. You know CeeLo's
yes,
song? Like,
yes, yes,
there's two versions. Why? You want to do a song for that?
I was thinking.
Like, give me an idea. Give me the lyrics.
I don't want to be mean because I love AMC so much. So I was thinking like.
What?
Even though AMC is less than perfect, I was thinking like, AMC. Don't you cancel me, cause you're less than
effing perfect.
Whatever.
Yeah, but there's only one problem with that, Ashley.
What, Jordan?
You know that you don't got the time to do no damn song. Because last time you said you were going to do the Invoke song. And
I posted
on Facebook, I posted an Invoke song in honor of the podcast.
Oh,
and when
no.
I heard the podcast, there was no Invoke opening. I was like,
oh
this
God.
Biatch.
I didn't even know you did that. That's
yes.
how little time
well,
I
because
have.
That, because that's, cause she has no time to even look at my Facebook page.
Oh, my God. AMC, you're less than perfect. But we still
love
you. We don't want you to get canceled. All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Rahul is calling it a perfect storm. That's the name of the storyline. A perfect storm. Very original.
Wasn't that a movie? What comes out of his butthole is a perfect storm.
Wasn't that a movie? Them trying to put the blame on Mr. Canary and stuff.
His acting while he's sick is a thousand times better than
Adam's while he's healthy. There you go. I agree with you on that one.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. Bull caca. It's bull caca. It's lazy ass head writers not doing their damn homework or taking for granted that they actually have an audience who cares about this program.
So Zach doesn't watch
dumbasses.
Zach doesn't watch TV. He never saw Melrose Place or Savannah.
I guess not.
To know that he was screwing around with Jamie Luna.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Yes.
Somebody kill Nurse Gail. Just kill her already.
I'd rather watch a sick David Canary than watch a healthy Adam.
I'd rather watch David Canary from the grave
than watch
Adam.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending March 25th, 2011.
That was like, we should call that, like, that opening after podcast. Like, After Lately, like Chelsea
That's
Lately.
Right.
Have you been seeing After Lately?
Oh, I haven't.
Let me tell you something. The first episode was cute. It was cute. It was better than I thought. Because
I thought you told me that last time.
Yeah. But the second and the third episode were hysterical. The second episode was all about somebody's vajayjay going on the internet. And it was, what's her name? That Heather McDonald, but the anchor woman, Juliana, was taking credit for it. That was her vajayjay. She was
Heather
getting all
McDonald,
this press.
Who is that?
She's one of the regular comedians on Chelsea Lately. She's also one of the people that does the writing on Chelsea Lately.
All right.
And it was so hysterical. And then last week, Reese Witherspoon was on as herself. And she was having some downtime from one of her movies, so she wanted to hang out with the Chelsea people, but she got, like, really into hanging out with them to the point that they were just, like, getting annoyed with her. Like, at first, they were like, oh, my God, this is so cute. Like, Reese Witherspoon wants to hang out with us. And then she was, like, joining on the, like on their, when they were having their little, like, writers meeting, and she was criticizing and everything, and Sarah Colonna was not having her. She came all up on Sarah Colonna's desk, and she's like, what you doing? And then she's like, oh, let me help you. And she tried to grab in the mouth, and Sarah Colonna was like, she, like, was all about her business. It was hysterical. And Reese was fabulous.
She's amazing.
I love me. Look, Ryan Phillippe, you were hot and I loved you on One Light to Live, but you were such an idiot by letting this woman. That's a real woman, you have.
Yeah, she finally got a real man, right?
Yeah, she's getting married to some man. I don't know
who
he is, but.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, good because
no
you know
more
what?
Movie stars. They
don't
treat you like shit,
you
Reese
don't,
Witherspoon.
Ryan
You're
Phillippe
too precious.
Is, I'm sorry, as far as I'm concerned, he's dirty and he's an idiot.
He's a dog.
How are you going to have a gorgeous,
so,
sophisticated, brilliant actress for a wife? This woman is a real woman.
He couldn't take it because she was more successful than
him,
he was.
Probably.
And Jake Gyllenhaal was nasty, too.
And you saw who he cheated on with? That nasty Abby Cornhen or whatever her name is?
He needed someone to treat him like the dog that he is. That's why
He'll get his. Oh, did
he
you hear about his scandal?
Is he working?
No, he's working. He's in that new movie, The Lincoln Lawyer. With Matthew, that pothead Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, please.
Anyway, look.
That's the time to kill Redux.
Yeah, exactly. So my thing, though, with him, right, and Reese, is that Reese, I gotta admit, I'm biased when it comes to Reese. I had the biggest crush on Reese Witherspoon.
You had a lady crush on
Reese? No, well, I still like girls back then. Reese and me are close to the same age. When she started in the business, I was still a kid, too. I was still loving girls. So she was I wanted to meet her and marry
Reese
her.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
No, you're wrong. She's way younger than you. You are way wrong.
No.
I hate to break it to you. I'm going to look it up.
Don't you be telling nobody my age.
I'm not letting you get away with that.
We're close to the same age.
Just keep on with your story.
Anyway, the first time I ever laid eyes on Miss Reese Witherspoon, she was in this movie, this indie movie called The Man in the Moon.
That was a beautiful movie. She was born in 76.
Yes, close.
Bullshit!
No, close.
When were you born?
I'm not gonna tell
you. Whisper in my ear. Oh,
that's
please.
Close. That's...
That is like a decade.
Don't be telling you that's a decade. Ain't no decade. Are you insane?
You're going to get the wrong idea. It is not almost no decade. She was a child when I saw that movie. I was a teenager and
you're
was a
older
child.
Than me.
I'm not older than you.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. And she was not a child. She was
He's
a teenager.
He's trying to say I'm older for the purposes of the podcast.
She is older than me.
I am not. You're begging.
She's older than me. Trust me.
But I ain't older than you.
You are older than me.
Go ahead with your story.
Anyway, I saw Man in the Moon. I fell in love with her. I was like, oh my God, she is so talented and so gorgeous.
She was a child.
She was not a child. Why are you trying to make me out to be a pedophile?
Because she was a child.
She was not a child. Why are you letting them believe that I am that much older than her?
You want to know what something is?
It's not like Hugh Hefner and one of his girls.
You know what her name is? Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon.
How could he have her and just, ugh.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's beautiful.
But that's a great name, Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon. And she picked the perfect stage name, Reese Witherspoon. Perfect.
You have to say, I got a lot of props for her. I love her. I love reading interviews with her or seeing her. She's so well-spoken. She's the whole package, people. He screwed up.
She was 15 when she made Man in the Moon, so she wasn't that young. So you're not no pedophile.
Yeah, exactly. What do you tell you a decade?
How did we get into this topic?
Huh?
We are like not even more than 5 minutes in this damn podcast.
Oh, because after lately and the way we did our opening, we gave them an insight into how we do the beginning before we start the show. That's what we do. Before we start, she tells me the same thing every week. She's like, oh my God, I got an idea for a song. And then I'm like, and we spent like an hour trying to work out the idea. And then she never has the time to do the damn song.
I'm sorry. I got two babies right now and they are kicking my ass. I'm telling you right now. They are little terrors.
How old are they now?
They're 22 months almost.
That means their second birthday is almost upon us.
It's around the corner. June 4th, 2009. The
2011. That's right, the Geminis. I forgot. The Gemini. You know, I love Geminis.
You do?
Everybody in my life's a Gemini.
Really?
My father's a Gemini. My sister's a Gemini. Two uncles, two aunts, two cousins. Every time that I start a job somewhere, the people that I'm closest to immediately, always Geminis.
What do you think?
My best friend, she's still kind of my best friend. Well, not really. Anyway, Vanessa, she's a Gemini.
Excellent.
Everybody's a Gemini.
Should we talk about all my children a little bit?
Yeah, see, you guys thought we were being very flippant. That's the right word, right? Flippant.
Okay.
Last week.
But I'm not going to disagree.
No, no,
we were
no.
a little bit flippant.
Well, all right, well, you go ahead first. Tell them why you were,
Go ahead.
See, for me, first of all, we were PO'd. We were really pissed about all my children and the condition that it's in again.
Yes.
Yet again.
Angry.
Especially when like, not even a month and a half ago, I was praising what was going on. But that was before I knew they were going to fire my, what's Tad's son's name? I already forgot it.
Oh, my God. Well, his stage name was Damon.
Yeah, Damon. Or Damon, or Finn. Finn Wittrick, that's his name.
Oh, love
They got rid of Finn. Annie quit. So this was all before, like, so many changes happened that the show's really affected. But anyway, so, yeah, I was being a little flippant, but I also, deep down in my heart, I didn't think that they were going to cancel it. I really thought it was just, you know, rumors again, because we remember people.
I never thought
All
that.
My children is still a name brand. Susan Lucci is still a name brand. I still think, and now the rumor is that because
She's
so many people,
GH.
No, the rumor is that so many people are like calling
Jumping
in,
ship?
No, calling in to try to save all my children. That now supposedly it's the spotlight's been put back on One Life to Live. That's the latest rumor.
I don't believe that. How do you cancel a show even if you're a dipshit like Brian Fred? You dipshit! I hate you. I really hate him. I really do. Even if you're a dipshit like Brian Francis, ain't no way you go to your boss, Mr. Disney, and say, Mr. Disney, I have two shows. I need to cut one. I can cut the one either that makes no money and is over budget and doesn't ever hit its key demos, or I can cancel the one that hits the key demos, is under budget, and delivers a powerful product. I'll take the weak performing one, and I'll keep that one on the air. How do you do that?
I don't know. The same way you go, should I get rid of the actors who are breaking ground with a gay storyline and have chemistry and the fans love them? Or do I keep Gigi with her Kentucky Fried Chicken lipstick? Mm. Who stayed?
Right. Fine.
They don't make the brightest decisions at ABC.
But that would be almost...
That bunny's a little... I think that mouse is a little high.
He's smoking a little doobie.
He's not in his right mind. No, you know what? He's on Tina.
Oh, my God.
Little crystal meth.
Oh, my God. Brian Franz might be. I'm serious.
I really don't understand Brian Franz. But anyway, getting back to All My Children. Look, I got to tell, and I told Ashley, and Ashley will vouch for it. When I heard the report on Daytime Confidential and We Love Someone Did about, well, I don't know, I didn't even heard of Deadline.com. Well, I don't know what they are, but... When they reported that Deadline.com has said that All My Children was on the chopping block, that's when it became real to me. And I called Ashley up and I was like, oh my God. And I couldn't believe it. And a little part of my heart broke. It did. Because I thought.
But get real. You weren't crying.
I wasn't crying. But I was, because you know.
You're a little crying. You're a little teary now.
Because the thing is.
He's a little teary
right
now.
As much as I'm upset with the soap. And this, and let me tell you, it's not going to get any better, because did you hear what the new storyline is for Jesse and Angie?
Oh, don't tell me, please. Oh, my God. What is it going to be? I know.
No, you don't know. Trust me.
Angie gives birth to a bionic baby, and the baby is so superpowered, it makes Angie so insecure that she leaves town.
I would prefer that over what's coming. No, I'm serious. Like, I'm really disgusted about...
Oh, no.
I feel like you brought Darnell Williams back, and all you have done is dishonor the character of Jesse Hubbard since he's been back.
Oh, no. Is he going to leave her?
No, he's not going to leave her.
He's going to cheat on her?
He's going to do something that I feel Jesse would never, ever do.
Why do they do this to Jesse? I'm so angry. What is it going to be? Tell me now.
All right, this is a spoiler alert. So for those of you who have not heard, because it's been everywhere, I don't know how you did not hear.
1 second.
What?
Turn down your iPad, your MacBook, your iPods, your listening devices. Whoop. Come on.
iPad? Is that like a maxi pad?
Come on.
I never heard of that. What's an iPad?
This is the cube. Woo.
Spoiler alert. I read that Angie's baby is going to be born stillborn, and Jesse is going to switch it with a baby that Brock finds. Brock just happens to find a little black baby somewhere in Pine Valley, and Jesse, I don't know, maybe the baby's Asian, but being that Angie's black.
This is not true. I don't believe it.
That's it. The baby's Asian, and he says, Angie will never know she's blind. Did a Modern Family.
Did you see Dirty Rock? That's good. You watch Dirty Rock?
Oh, God, it's such a stupid storyline.
I would prefer that.
What? The Asian baby?
The Asian baby. I'm telling you right now. Did you see Dirty Rock last week?
No, I gave up Dirty Rock.
Oh, you did?
I was so disgusted with it last season.
Well, what's his name? Who? Amy Poehler's husband.
Oh, my God.
He's so funny,
I like,
right?
He is
what's
very
his name
funny.
Again? Will
Arnett, yeah.
Will Arnett, he's so funny. He was back on the show, and you know how he's living a gay lifestyle now with a black man and all that stuff.
No, I didn't know that. Oh, that's funny.
And they decided to do, like, to have kids, right? So they had a surrogate have kids. They ended up having triplets. And what they did was they mixed the sperm so that they wouldn't know whose baby was whose. And you know, Will Arnett is white and the father's black. Well, all three babies were black. So it was the same thing. It's hysterical, right?
Well, according to Halle Berry, if there's even a drop of you, you're black. So.
No, it was just funny because he's like, we switched him so we wouldn't know whose baby was who. And they're all black babies. It's so funny. Beautiful baby. Oh, holy cow. God. Anyway,
that so is that is a disgusting story.
But can I tell you something? And you people can
tell
me.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna tell you why he says it, because Jesse Hubbard would never do something like that. I'm sorry. It's bad enough that he kept a wife and a daughter hidden from Angie, which I still don't buy that and believe that. And it's just like you writers just are writing stuff right out of your
bunghole.
It's like that's not drama. That's not interesting. That's not funny. Because we who know the character know that Jesse would never do that. He would not lie to Angie like that.
I'm going to make some people very unhappy right now. And I felt really bad. Amphitryon, I'm so sorry. Amphitryon.
Oh, what happened?
He was a little bummed with us because I think he felt like we were a little down on the show right now. And, you know, like I think the general...
Who should be? The show's getting bad again.
I know, but I don't think he meant it that way. I think what he said, well, I should find it on the on the podcast page, but I think the point he was saying was that even though it's really bad right now, he doesn't want to see it get canceled, and he was surprised that we were a little bit lighthearted about it.
I like that
word.
Like,
oh, well, it's going to get canceled.
Flippant.
You know, like, and I'm sorry, and he's right, and other people are right. I really do think, I mean, the viewers aren't wrong. The listeners aren't wrong. We were a little flip about it, but that was when it was not a reality. Now that it's possibly a reality, it is a different story, and it makes me angry the other way that it's getting canceled. But even so, and I'm going to piss some people off, when I hear things like that, like what Jordan just said, as a possible storyline, I want to honestly punch some people in the head. And I do get mad. And I do say to myself, you freaking deserve to be canceled. Because why are you telling stories like this? That is not a story. And this is my problem with all my children right now. And this is what you said last week so brilliantly, Jordan Hudson. Every single freaking storyline is trying to be like Law and Order or some other crap, some castle or some other crap. You are a soap opera. You don't know how... If I want to see Castle, I go at night and I watch Castle. If I want to see Law & Order, I turn on USA Network. You guys don't do it very well. You do it for shit. And it's not a story, a daytime story that I tune in out of my busy day to see. I don't want to see an evil priest. I want to see Kendall. You in that damn phone. Is that Ellis?
No, I don't talk to Ellis no more.
I know. I just like saying that Queen Ellis.
No, it's not that Queen Ellis.
Is it another queen?
It's another queen. I've been on a little, how to say this right? I've been going through a little bit of a whoring phase.
He's going through a whoring phase.
Italian broke my heart, and I decided that rather than pine away and be upset, I'm going to just put myself out there and just, you know.
Are you being very safe?
Oh, girl, I'm not that easy.
You're just making out and stuff?
Well, I put a personal ad out because... even though I don't necessarily agree with personal ads, only because it's hard because you might look at somebody's photos, they may look good, you might read their profile, or they want the same things. You may even talk to them on the phone and get along with them, but until you meet them in person, you don't really know. And they could look like their photos, but you have to have that spark, girl. You know what I'm talking about? And I boil it down to this: if I was walking down the street, would I have noticed this guy? And that's what it comes down to. And sometimes, you may meet them and they may look like their photo and everything, but there's just no spark.
Jordan Hudson, and every time I walk with you down the street, you notice so many people.
I know, but they don't notice me.
That's not true. He's such a liar.
Anyway, wait, but let me tell you. I could write a TV show about what my adventures have been.
You could write a TV show without adventures.
Oh, my God.
So
you don't know. But you don't know the dating. I hate dating.
Why don't you write a show about gay dating? That's actually accurate.
First of all, we don't really date. We tend to have sex,
right,
and then try to date. We do everything backwards than you straight people.
I also heard that sometimes you have you cheat easier than than heteros do, and it's not really cheating.
Some gay men think that monogamy is a breeder thing.
Okay.
No offense. I don't know if you take offense to that word.
I'm a breeder. Is that what I am?
Yeah, that's what you guys are.
I got breeder hips. I can tell you that.
That's what some of the gays call you straights, breeders.
Breeders. Okay.
Me personally, look, I don't judge anybody. If there's two guys and they're in a relationship and they have an open relationship, that's their business. I don't judge them. I don't want that for myself, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That for me.
So
for me,
if your partner comes home late at night,
I will beat his ass down.
All right.
No, I would never. I would never hit him. But that'd be the end of the relationship. I'll tell you that much. Because let me tell you something. And that's the thing. Is like I sometimes you may meet a guy that you may like them, but that's a stickler point. Like
stickler.
Stickler. I use the wrong word. No. I'm excited.
You're saying stickler.
Stickler.
I like how you say it better. Stickler.
It's a stickler point. Like because this is like. Right, you get along, you click, and then you find out that he doesn't believe in monogamy. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to change my viewpoints. I believe in monogamy. It's like, to me, for that, stay single.
You believe in monogamy for at least a week.
No. No. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I would be pining away for the Italian. Girl, after he went to Italy, I wasn't noticing anybody. Guys in the steam room or the gym were coming on to me, good looking guys.
Your big heart was broken.
I just wanted him.
Right? Your heart was broken.
And then there was somebody else that I wanted, but I realized that that's not going to happen ever either. So that's over with, and I'm not supposed to even mention it anymore. But anyway, the deal is that I've been putting myself out there. And girl, it's not. Oh God, it's not.
It's an arid landscape.
You don't even know the nightmares that I've seen in the last week. Like just the week alone, I've been like, I'm like crazy people. Crazy people. Like, I'm like, in what? Like, I don't comprehend where people are coming from. I really don't. And it's to the point now where I'm going to take the ad off because I'm really frustrated. And yet again, I finished my Pilates class today, went downstairs to take a shower so I could rush over here. Tons of guys everywhere, gorgeous, looking at me, hitting on me. I was like, why do I have to go to this podcast?
You didn't tell me that.
Why do I have to go to this podcast?
Because we have to talk about all my children to the listeners and the viewers.
I did get this guy's number that I've been fiending for months over. And he's a daddy. I love it.
He's a breeder?
No. Daddy's what we call gay men who are older that are hot.
I thought you meant literally like he had kids.
No.
Oh, my God. What
girl, don't.
Me?
You've never hung out with a gay?
I am. You, but that's it.
Well, I got to school you. I can't believe you don't know these simple terminology.
It's true. I don't know nothing.
He's a daddy. He's older than me. Let me tell you something. He's all man. He's, like, muscular and big and gray silver hair and, like, gorgeous, manly face.
Does he have money?
Oh, that doesn't bother. I don't.
Are you kidding me?
No. Honey, I'd rather be with somebody that I love and be living in a one-room shack in the South Bronx than living with some rich man that I can't care for. I'm not a rent boy, girl. You can't be bought.
I'm starting to rethink that.
What?
I just saw an accountant, and they said that if you have a business that you own, that your taxes are tied into that business. So if the business takes a loss, it's like you take a loss, even though you made a certain income. And then you pay less taxes. And I'm like, so all I gotta do is marry a man who owns a business and who could say he has a loss in the business, but then, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they don't pay taxes.
I'm confused.
I'm confused, too. I'm probably saying,
I don't know what she's talking about.
Listen. Let's talk about all my children, all right. because you said it so great, and I want you to talk to the listeners about it.
About what?
You said it on the phone this week, and it made me so angry, but you were so right. You talked about
what
how... Well, we were talking about GH. This is so funny. I tell you people, I don't watch GH. I'm not a GH watcher. I never have been. Even when Luke and Laura were around, I never watched a damn show. But I've watched, like, now I'm up to, like, 5 episodes of my life I've watched. And every time I watch it, every single time Jordan sends me an email or calls me and says, you gotta watch Monday, you gotta watch Friday, you gotta DVR this. I watch it, and I am crying like a baby. I'm at my knees. The tears are flowing so hard. And we talked about it. I'm gonna let you talk, Jordan, because Jordan talked about how, you know, everyone's criticizing GH and saying baby killer because the storyline is basically that Elizabeth's son, Jake, who is probably, what, 4 years
old? He's young.
He was hit by a car and killed. He was brain dead first, right?
Yeah, right. He was hit by the car. They took him into the operating room. Robin and Patrick did whatever they could, but the damage was too much, and he was brain dead.
I'm already going to cry. Can't even take it.
Yeah.
So even before I had kids, I would have cried like a baby at the storyline. It's just too powerful. So I guess the criticism has been like, baby killer, GH baby killer.
Yeah, all over the internet. And
so
I don't...
dumb.
I don't... I
tell
really...
Tell what you told me.
I told Ashley, I really am... I'm,
versus I'm, AMC, though.
Yeah, I'm really upset that everybody's like putting hate on this storyline because this storyline is a very realistic storyline. Yes,
very
it's sad
realistic.
And it's tragic, but this stuff happens. This stuff happens in real life. And one of the things that soap operas and I hate even calling them soap operas. Daytime dramas. That's what I like the term.
Yes, that's what you said on the phone.
The thing about daytime drama and what they're good at is reflecting reality. People forget that that's why we started watching soap operas. Back
not
in the radio.
Evil priests.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Not
right.
Baby stealing cops.
Yeah, like what we saw, what we used to watch in the beginning of daytime in the radio days of Erna Phillips doing Guiding Light on radio and stuff. It was always about people and relationships and family and religion and hope and good versus evil and all this stuff that was basic human, you know, nature. And the reality of what we did. People forget that some of the most brilliant moments of All My Children has been when they've been dealing with real issues, when they were dealing with...
Baby Laura dying?
Yeah, exactly. When Laura was there, I don't remember people busting in with everything.
Brooke and Tom had a moment I can barely speak about because it was so powerful when Tom talked about how the baby was dead. Right? Am mm-hmm. I right?
And Brooke kept hitting him.
She refused to believe him. She couldn't believe it. I have goosebumps and I could barely talk. That's why I watch daytime. Not for evil priests. I hate it.
I mean, some of the best storylines. When Phil went off to Vietnam, when Ruth was protesting, when Ruth was raped by Ray Gardner and then got pregnant with Joey and they thought it was his kid.
Oh my God.
Here was Ruth in her 40s having a baby.
Amazing.
Erica having the first abortion, even though Megan McTavish ruined that storyline. Cindy dying from AIDS, giving us still one of the most touching storylines dealing with somebody who died of AIDS.
And Jesse, who was shot and killed on duty.
Yeah, Jesse shot and killed on duty. I mean, and so people are forgetting that this is the All My Children
Jenny
that we love.
Being murdered off of a jet ski. Oh. Maybe not that one. Maybe not Jenny's jet ski blowing up.
Yeah, but you know what? But that could happen. Jet skis blow up.
Yeah, but someone rigged it.
I still would take that over.
But I like it because, you know why I like it? Because it was meant for somebody else. So that's the tragedy.
Yes, that's the tragedy.
So I like that part of it.
And like the thing that kills me is that right now, what's going on with All My Children, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have not been tuning in. Because every time I tune in, I get bored.
You can't tell them that. This is the Pine Valley Podcast. We're supposed to watch so they don't have to.
Well, now they got to pay me. They want me to watch it. Look, I'm tuning in here
and there. I'm trying.
Yeah,
to watch
be
it.
Honest. I'm tuning in here and there, but you got to understand, I'm disgusted with what I see. I was expecting this really great romantic storyline of a woman coming back to life with these two men in her life.
How great would that
and instead,
have been?
You talk about... What's his name being a cartoon character, Ray Gardner's brother? What about what's happened to the priest?
Oh, please.
And what about that woman who's his sidekick?
Oh.
That drag queen with the bag wig.
Bleh.
She looks like a tranny.
She's a tranny
she's
Randy.
She's such a horrible actress.
She's tranny Randy.
And I was telling Ashley,
you're
she's
like
a tranny Randy. I like that. Tranny Randy and the priest are like it's like right out of a bad comic book.
It is awful.
And then the thing I was telling Ashley too is like, the thing that's killing me too about All My Children is that I'm going to be honest with you. Ever since they moved to LA, I felt like All My Children's been dead to me. Because All My Children's the New York soap. And I know it's ridiculous because it's not like Pine Valley's moved. It's just the show itself has moved. They're taping it out there. But there is a difference, and you can see the difference in the extras, in the day players. They're more actorish, more like pretty looking or tranny looking, and they're not real the way real New Yorkers are and theater actors that All My Children used to get. And it's I don't know. It doesn't feel like my All My Children. It really doesn't. And then, you know, again, every time I invest in a storyline, they end it. They got rid of Damon. And look, you know, I know a lot of you agree with me when you say that Asha's... You people hate Asha more than I do. I mean, I actually think that Asha has some potential, but there is no storyline there. That's the other thing that I was telling Ashley.
No Caleb storyline.
There is no storyline. Caleb and Asha have not had a storyline. What they had was an idea that we've been seeing bits and pieces over the months. Every once in a while, I guess they figure, well, we got to justify paying this kid, so let's put him on this episode for like 5 minutes. But there's not a real storyline. And this is what's different between All My Children and what's going on One Night to Live in General Hospital. And again, it's not to say that the other two shows are without their flaws. I mean, One Night to Live, we all know that we have not agreed with a lot of decisions they make. I miss my hoes, I miss my moes, you know. But you cannot deny the fact that One Night to Live tells a story and they keep moving forward. You may not always agree with the storylines. You may not always agree what the characters' choices are, but everything keeps moving forward and there's never a dull moment in Landview. Now, with General Hospital also tells a story, but they're uneven. there's certain characters that I don't understand. You got these two characters that have so much chemistry, that are so good together.
Oh.
Steve and Olivia. Oh, my God. Steve, Steve is Elizabeth's brother and Olivia's Dante's mother.
The short
doctor who was there for her. Her brother. Really good looking.
He was a football player, that guy.
No, I don't think it was a football
player. The guy who got fat and got skinny, Brown-haired guy that got fat and got skinny.
Oh, you're talking about Nicholas. No, that's Nicholas. Okay. That's Lucky's brother. That's the one Elizabeth was cheating on Lucky with. His brother, his half-brother. But no. Anyway, Steve and Olivia
Not the one with the blonde girl. The blonde young actress.
No, that's Dante. Dante, the guy who's with the blonde girl, Olivia's his mother.
Gotcha.
Olivia's Italian looking, really gorgeous. Anyway, they got this storyline. Here's a mature couple. They're not 20. They're not even 30. They're sexy, mature. They got chemistry. And I see them every other week if I'm lucky. And the thing is like, I want you to invest in their love story. I love them together. Now they fired Nicholas, which I'm not going to lie. I'm not too upset that Nicholas is getting fired. He is not Jonathan Jackson. He's always been in Jonathan Jackson's shadow. You know, when Jonathan Jackson left, then he became the centerpiece and they brought him back and they got rid of the other Nicholas. I could care less who's playing Nicholas. Jonathan Jackson proved that he is and will always be the only Lucky Spencer.
He's incredible.
If for those of you who haven't watched, I'm sorry, I disagree with all the negative bashing on General Hospital. This has been a brilliant storyline. It's been well thought out. Is it as well written as when Claire Levine did it almost 10 years ago with BJ and Maxie? No, because Claire Levine's an incredible writer. But the fact is that these actors are so brilliant that they bring more than what's there on the script. And Ashley was telling me that what she likes are the little moments that you see.
Little moments. And I didn't even mean to talk about it yet, but I probably should talk a little bit about it. Just the whole thing. I mean, I didn't catch the actual Monday's episode, which was the actual when Jake actually died.
You could catch it tonight on
Sunday. Yes. I'm going to try to catch it. I'm also going to try to watch it online, too. They have full episodes online. But so I caught, like, pieces of Wednesday, pieces of Thursday, pieces of Friday, and I was really blown away by some of the little small moments. I mean, just the moment to moment. Even in the script, one thing is said and the next thing that follows makes sense. It just does. And the other thing is, these freaking actors, and I'm going to talk about the male actors. I'm going to talk specifically about the guy who plays Jason, mm-hmm. guy who plays Lucky, Jonathan mm-hmm. Jackson, and the guy who plays Luke. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Tony Geary.
These men, okay, Luke is the grandfather, right?
Yeah, basically.
Lucky's basically the father. Luke is basically the grandfather, and Jason is the biological father. Okay, so this makes sense to me. These three men look as if they have been crying their eyes out for a week straight. They don't have to sit there, and I'm going to insult them a little bit, but don't get all mad at me, like Jacob Young, and sit there and like think about their dead cat and try to force out tears. I hate when Jacob Young does that. It drives me crazy. These men in their souls are hurting. They're devastated over this kid dying. Devastated. And what happens at the end of the week blows my mind. At first, Luke tells Lucky that Carly might have hit mm-hmm. the Jake.
Yeah.
Now, you got to fill me in as soon as I'm done about why nobody knows who hit this kid.
Uh-huh.
But then it comes out at the end of the week as Lucky is talking to Luke, and they're going back and forth. Luke starts shaking, and he starts drinking. And all of a sudden, it makes sense to him, and it becomes clear to him and be clear to Lucky that Luke is the one that hit and killed Jake, Lucky's son. And then Lucky looks at him and his dad with his eyes red, tears. He's devastated, can barely speak. He says to the man, "Dad, were you drinking? Were you drunk? And drinking and driving or something like that. Did you kill my son?" And I'm like, I can't even talk because The other thing is, like, they link all these things are so beautifully linked. Mm-hmm. It's not like they could have had some random guy. They could have had some random person, maybe a teenager, you know, hit the kid, whatever. But they made it personal and they made it connected. They connected it to the characters on the canvas. They give them all these fatal Shakespearean flaws, and it is just a wonder to behold.
I gotta tell you, if we were judging,
like that ending?
Oh, I loved it. If this was the Olympics, General Hospital out of the three ABC soaps would have gotten they got the gold ring this week. Because let me tell you something, the writing, the performances, everything was excellent. The thing that makes this better than when Claire Levine did it was Claire Levine did it with BJ, a character. I'm so sorry, I hate to say this because it's awful. But she was a character that kind of, like, wasn't really, like, cared about. Like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't, like, BJ was, like, Jake has been on air. BJ was, and also, the fact that Jake is who he is, it affects almost everybody on the canvas. Yeah,
like, someone's biological, yeah,
when BJ and Maxie did it, BJ and Maxie were only, like Tony's daughter. It wasn't like everybody in the show was affected by this.
Right.
This time around, everybody in the canvas was affected.
And Jake ended up giving bone marrow or something?
Yeah, giving a kidney to... Carly's daughter at the same time was diagnosed with some hideous cancer that happens to your kidneys. It was really disturbing, but it was a real disease, unlike all my children. Sometimes with the diseases they come up with. Ugh. Like, my fetus wasn't really a border disease. However, Megan McTavish explained that unabortion. But anyway, it was a week full of drama, of passion. Laura Wright, yet again, gave one of the most incredible performances. And this is why I think she's, like, the best Carly, because
Carly, I don't know how you could slice it any other way.
Carly can be very over the top, and we love that about Carly. And both the original actresses who played it, Tamara and Sarah Brown, that's what they were really great at as Carly. That's what made them stood out. But see, Laura Wright is so good at being able to know when Carly needs to be like that and when to reel Carly back in and make the moment soft. When she went, first of all, Luke had the audacity to go and tell her that she was on this list of suspects. Because what you asked me about, this is what happened.
What happened?
The day that Jake got hit by the car, Lucky was supposed to take the boys that night. But he couldn't because he was going to marry Siobhan to keep her in the country and give her a green card. So Elizabeth wasn't prepared to have the boys that night. She thought she was going to have the night free. And so she was a little frazzled. She got home with the kids. The kids were going all over the place. She turned her head around for the minute. Jake ran outside into the street.
I can't even hear. Now, as
that was going on, all these other people were driving, and they showed you all these other people driving. Sam, Jason's girlfriend, was driving, and she's been having headaches from the explosion that she was involved with. Luke decided at the last minute that he was going to go and be there for Lucky and stand up for Lucky at the wedding because he was opposed to Lucky and Siobhan getting married. So Nicholas talked them into it. So he was racing across town. Sonny and Brenda were on their way to the airport, and they were, you know, giggling and laughing and making out. And then Carly was on her way over there because she had found out about her daughter. So she was racing to the hospital. Right. So the way they showed it, it wasn't graphic at all. You didn't see the boy get hit. You didn't even see anybody in the car go or swerve. So the thing was, obviously, whoever hit him did not see him. Now, remember, this is a small town, Port Charles. She lives on a road. They keep saying this was a road that doesn't really have great lighting.
Oh, so you mean they just maybe felt a bump and then kept going or something?
Maybe not even that. He's a little kid. They probably could have swiped him and he could have, like,
went flying. Oh, I can't hear this. No, that's crazy.
So when the scene happened, Elizabeth goes like this. She's like, Jake? And then they show everybody arriving at their destination and you're left wondering, well... And then she's like, Jake! And she runs out. We never see the boy again. You know, they were tasteful that way because this is a little kid. You're not going to have a little kid. That would have been me, even for me, that would have been a little bit too harsh for me to watch.
But you also can do it. Yeah.
So they, you know, they took him in. Eventually, everybody in town, you know, that needed to know got called in and they raced to the hospital. Everybody was crying, giving brilliant performances. Robin and her husband Patrick did everything they could. They couldn't save him. The damage was too severe. Now, Lucky was filling in everybody.
He's going to cry.
And I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry,
Lucky
too.
Was filling in everybody. And Jason came out, because Jason was the first one who got the news. And you know, Steve Burton was so good. He just had this devastated look on his face.
Name,
Steve
actor?
Burton.
Okay.
Steve Burton. And okay. He was walking towards Lucky, and Lucky went over to him. And see, this is brilliant acting because there was just this silence as Lucky walked over to him. And Lucky knew. He knew. And there's this silence, and the camera's on them, and they're going from him to him as he's getting closer to him. And there's just this silence. And then finally he goes, he didn't make it. And like, the look on Jonathan Jackson's face, you would have thought that was his kid in real life. I mean, I don't know where he gets it as an actor and where he goes to get this, but it was just so raw and so real. And he looked at Steve Burton and he just grabbed him on the shoulder and kept walking because he knew he had to go tell Elizabeth. And he walks into the room, and they decided to shoot it from the outside of the window. So the camera's like on the outside
right,
of the glass,
right.
Looking
I know
in.
Exactly what you mean.
And he walks in, and Elizabeth turns around, and she looks at him, and she walks to him. And then I guess he started telling her, and she pulled back, and he grabbed her, and then she started hitting him, and then they fell into each other's arms, and they just fell down out of camera range onto the floor, and I was a mess. I was a mess. And then after the episode was done, it dawned on me that this woman, probably gay, because, you know, they shoot these shows far in advance.
Right.
This woman probably gave this performance.
We're a mess, by the way. We're crying like crazy.
She probably gave this performance, and somebody in the higher-up say, we need to let her go after 13 years, after she gives an Emmy Award-winning performance, we're just going to get rid of this beloved character and actress.
Yeah.
Are you people crazy? Are you insane? It's just like, if anything, that should show you why she shouldn't be let go, why you need to keep her on, not as an excuse to write her character off, because this was going to be their excuse to write her off. I guess
disgusting.
She was so upset about losing
disgusting.
Jake. Instead of giving the audience the storyline of seeing her rebuild her life, because as everybody...
And I'm going to point out Ms. Kendall Hart, no makeup. She's not wearing no makeup all week.
No.
That's how it should be.
She was. Let me tell you something. She gave such a riveting performance. And then the next day, the whole week was like this. It didn't last because the next day, they found out that the baby was still alive, but he was brain dead. The only machines were keeping him alive. They were trying. And of course, Carly overheard. She has this great scene with Jason where she basically is telling him, I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry for you. No, not that one.
Oh.
This was beforehand. She goes, I'm so sorry. I know I heard about your son, but... my daughter is dying.
Oh, God.
And she goes, there's no way of me making this easy because we're running out of time. So she's basically begging Jason to, like, talk to Elizabeth. Jason goes to talk to Elizabeth. Not the right moment. Elizabeth freaks out on him. She slaps him like a colored woman slapping her husband after finding out he was cheating. I never saw a white girl slap that hard. She slapped him across. It was like she just got all waiting to exhale and went bam.
Damn.
And she was like, how dare you? Hey, you think you're going to use my son for spare parts? She's like, you gave him up. You didn't even want to be a father to him. I was riveted. And she walks away from him. Lucky comes back. Jason explains to Lucky what's going on. And he says, you know, she's right. I was never a father. And Lucky, you know, is there for me. He says, dude, you like gave your son to me to raise because you didn't want him to be subjected to the lifestyle that you lead. And basically, that's like telling him you are a father because that's what a father does for his child. This whole week has been a mess watching General Hospital.
I
have been just like...
I'm hearing this. I'm like a mess.
I am like... So this has been going on. Then, of course, everybody gets word that there's this list that the cops have been figuring out through the camera things on the streets of the cars that have gone down that road. So they have a list of suspects. Now, Luke, of course, finds out that he's one of them, but he doesn't think of himself. He immediately puts the blame on Carly. Now, for those of you who don't know...
He tells Lucky. I saw that scene.
First he went and told Carly. And it was such a great scene because here was his emotional scene. Because the thing is, I love the relationship between Carly and if you guys don't know the history, Carly
They're
and Luke...
They're going to get so mad at us for talking about GH.
I'm sorry. But we're almost finished. Carly and Luke have this great relationship. Their characters have so much history together. You know, Luke was responsible for giving Carly away. So Carly... she has issues with Luke, and but he calls her Caroline because that's her real birth name.
Yeah.
And he loves calling her Caroline. So he's telling her, like, she's on this list, and of course she's freaking out. And then when Dante comes, Dante mentions that Luke's on the list, and all of a sudden Carly, who's all hysterical, looks up and she goes, you didn't mention that you were on the list. And Luke's like, well, I was coming to talk to you, and I was like, oh, my God. And then, of course, the scene came that Ashley was talking about where Carly went and felt the need to be honest with Jason. And it was one of the two of them gave Emmy Award-winning performances. They were brilliant.
I'm gonna cry.
They were brilliant. They were just brilliant. Laura Wright was brilliant. Steve Burton was brilliant.
Can you imagine having to tell? Because that's her ex, right?
They slept together when they first met.
Okay.
And then they became friends somehow.
So they're good friends.
They're good. Like, that's her. But, like, the thing about Jason is he accepts, unlike anybody else in town, he knows the way Carly is. He knows how she relates. He knows her better than she knows herself. And he loves her and accepts her just the way. He never asks her to change.
Warts and all.
And they have a very special bond.
That was like how Leo used to love Greenlee.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I loved about
it. You know? And it's just like, so... They, you know, and then of course the big finale was at the end of the week was that they found out. Well, first of all, when Luke told Lucky
that Carly,
Jonathan Jackson again gave another Emmy Award winning performance.
And it made sense. He's like, she's so selfish.
I could not believe the dialogue that came out of his mouth and the venom that he had in it. I mean,
but like, the dialogue was good.
Oh,
it was really good dialogue.
Every
single step of this
story. It was good dialogue.
It was truthful and really
Carly
good.
Carly has done some really things. So for him to, you know, be angry at her and blame it, I was riveted by his performance. But then, of course, the word came down. They tested the DNA. And Dante told Lucky that it was Luke. And then... Luke
what is
was
DNA
like,
of it? I don't understand.
They were testing the cars for the little boy's DNA, and they found it on Luke. So Dante tells Lucky, and he says, "I'm gonna go with you." And Lucky goes, "No, I got to deal with this myself." So when he got there, to Luke, he already knew that it was Luke.
I gotcha.
And the look on Tony Geary's face when he realized.
So that I it got was it him. Wrong.
Yeah,
so
you got it a little bit wrong. So what happened was like Lucky knew already.
He knew when he was talking, and that's why he was drinking and shaking.
What happened was when Luke realized the look on Tony Geary's face was like, you might as well have like taken the soul right out of him.
Yeah.
Like his eyes went dead and he started shaking. And of course his initial reaction was like, it couldn't be me. And he went and he gave himself a shot because his nerves were obviously shattered. And that's when Lucky was like, Dad, were you drinking that night? And that's the way it ended. So obviously, Monday, we're going to be dealing with another week of Emmy Award-winning performance.
Oh,
and I'm sorry
God.
For those of you who don't watch General Hospital if we bored you, but I had to say it because it was a brilliant week for General Hospital.
I had some texts back and forth with Shadow about this. I'm feeling guilty.
About what?
That I started to DVR at General Hospital. I don't watch all my children on DVR because I can't. I try. That's not true. I tried this week because I knew we were doing a podcast. And by the way... 2 weeks since our previous podcast. That's a record.
Uh-huh.
We're almost back to weekly. So I told Shadow, I said, I feel really guilty because I'm DVRing GH. And he's like, why do you feel guilty? And I said, because I'm not really, you know, I should be not adding to my DVR. I should be focusing more on all my children to save it. Because Shadow has been incredible.
Uh-huh.
Shadow has been tweeting. He's been on our Facebook page, on our fan page. He's been on the blog. He has been trying to rally the troops to get people to support and write in
also,
to try to save
my sister, my Canadian sister, Lise, has been sending me. And I've been forwarding everything she's sending
me.
I mean, look, guys, I don't want all my children. I don't want all my... Look. At this point, to lose another soap is going
to
hurt daytime as a whole. This genre is going to die. I mean, we got to fight. None of the shows that are remaining should be canceled.
But I'm very
not Days,
angry
not
too.
Both. There's only six left.
I'm very angry, too. I'm angry because I think that Crap Brothers, that bitch, and I'm going to call her a bitch, that effing bitch Crap Brothers, absolutely destroyed this show, and I'm mad about it.
Well, AMC Superpost on his Facebook page was asking us what we thought could help the show. And I said it.
Jordan Hudson as head writer?
I said the first thing you need to do is get a new executive producer. This woman has had this job way too long.
How has she had this job? It's her fault.
It's her fault.
It's not just
if
Brian
Ellen
Fry.
Wheeler,
she's
if Ellen Wheeler's to blame,
goddamn
if
show.
If Ellen Wheeler's to blame for the downfall of Guiding Light, then she's to blame for the mess that All My Children's been in for almost a decade now since she's been at the helm.
If she could even claim that it ain't her fault, that is absolute ridiculousness. It is all your fault. You are the head of the team. If you are on The Apprentice, Donald Trump would look at you with his spray tan and wig and say, you're fired.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, you're right. Look, the actors on General Hospital and the executive, the people at General Hospital fight for the characters and for the storylines. The same thing goes on One Life to Live. On All My Children, it's like, you're the executive producer and you don't tell the head writers, you know what, Jesse would never do this. Jesse would never have a wife and a kid and outside of
no
Angie.
Integrity. This you woman has no integrity. Integrity. Okay. Crap, others.
You know, we're not going to kill Stewart off because you think it's a great
and
idea.
And you
want to
know something? Don't
That's
feel
what
good.
You tell him.
Don't feel good about yourself, crap, others. If you, anybody you know, Julie Han and crap, others, you better make her listen to this podcast. Don't feel good about yourself. There is nobody under you that wants you to work in that goddamn office that you sit in, that you get paid a very good salary to run this show.
They all hate you.
They hate you. They don't want you in this show.
They know that you're the downfall of them.
They absolutely know.
They know. They think you're an idiot. There, I said it.
I
and another thing, if you had any balls, you would go down and either fire Judy Blight. That's her.
She's not even the worst
the casting
of it.
Director.
So I agree with you, but she's
they
not
need
the
a good
worst
casting
of it.
Director.
I don't care. She's not the worst of it. The worst of it is crap others at the top, and she's bringing in dumbass writers and dumbass storylines and letting them fly. Now, I don't know what happened with Lorraine with Lobro. Is she still consulting?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I don't know.
But it's really, is it really Swajewski and whatever her name is and the
Kreisman,
other guy?
Kreisman.
And David Kreisman. It's really them head writing?
Yeah.
You suck!
I mean, God.
Sorry.
They already canceled.
Really
no.
Bad.
They canceled two shows already. Who gets hired after canceling two shows? Tell me that.
I want you to find that Entertainment Weekly article.
Oh, girl, I don't have that anymore.
I want to paste it on every time we do the podcast. I'm going to stick it up right on this wall.
I don't have that anymore.
Your problem is, and this is what, when I watch GH, and I know I'm not a regular watcher, and I know there's problems, and all, and it's not perfect, but when I watch it, I see characters that are familiar and that have a through line. What's mm-hmm. that word? What am I looking for? I don't know how to talk. Like the consistency. Like
yeah.
there's a way that they are, and that's how they are.
Carly's Carly, Jason's Jason's, Lucky's Lucky.
That's how they are.
No matter what happens,
the only one that I think that they messed with probably was Laura, right? They screwed up her.
Yeah,
character.
They screwed up Laura.
And she
Laura,
said it on Oprah, and I loved
Laura,
it.
Laura, yeah. Laura, at the end, Chuck Pratt ruined the character of Laura. He did things that Laura would never do. And in turn, they rewrote the history of Luke and Laura with Luke now. And that's the only problem that I really have with General
disgusting.
Hospital.
Disgusting. Chuck Pratt, you're disgusting. McTrash, you're disgusting. But Crap Brothers, you're the worst of all of them. And don't ever feel good about yourself or your work. You suck at it. And you destroyed a show. And because you destroyed a show, you are helping destroy an entire industry that employs thousands and thousands of people, and some great, phenomenal actors are going to lose their jobs because of the shit that you pull every freaking week. You are scum. I hate you.
And somebody else on, not a friend of
and
mine.
And I'm being dead serious. I'm sorry. I don't mean to
interrupt
you.
No, I love when you get fired up like
pissed.
That.
I'm pissed. In what industry, like you said, in what industry do you continue to destroy a product and you keep your job?
And you, and not only that, but you keep getting hired for
you
other
keep,
places.
Yeah, but not even that. I'm talking about Crap Brothers. She's been at this show for many years. At what industry and what company would you ever know anybody to keep their job after what she has done? Carly Fiorina got fired.
Who?
From the Hewlett Packard lady.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's lots of big people
no,
that have
no,
lost their
yeah.
jobs. They
well,
don't work, they get fired.
It amazes
That's
me.
That's how it works, ABC.
It amazes
Brian Fonz,
me.
You freaking idiots.
Megan McTavish has been hired. Look,
you I'm can't have bad people. I'm going to say one more thing. You can't have bad people at soaps because soaps are too precious. They're too bad a situation. So if you keep putting bad people in soaps, they destroy it. And they don't destroy just one soap, like you said. Jordan
they're destroying
Hudson.
A genre,
they're
an
destroying
industry.
Destroying an industry, and that's my problem. You are responsible, crap brothers, for destroying a freaking industry.
I mean, you got to understand something. It's not that people don't want to watch. It's
well,
not that there's not an.
Right.
It's not that there's not an
absolutely.
Audience. It's that people don't want to watch crap.
Thank you.
And I
Thank
hate
you.
To tell this, but one of the highest rated TV shows in the United States right now, and it's getting higher ratings than most of the nighttime primetime shows. Is that Spanish soap opera, La Reina de Sur. They just had a whole thing about the fact that this show is bringing in like tons of ratings. Like, mm-hmm. like it is unbelievable the amount of people that are tuning into this show.
Right.
And it's a Spanish soap opera, a telenovela, on, I think,
I
Telemundo or something.
I should learn Spanish that way.
I'm like, girl, if I spoke Spanish fluently, I would watch it. Or if they had subtitles, because that's how I watch. No, that's how I watch my Spanish.
I swear we are Puerto Rican. On both sides, we are Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but my parents didn't teach us the language.
We talked about this. When we were babies, the teachers told the parents, do not speak Spanish to the kids because they will not be able to speak English. And that's
my parents were high. They were hippies. They just didn't. No, they weren't really.
They told my parents how to do it.
They made me listen to their music. They made me eat the food. But they never... You know what they used to do? They used to talk Spanish when they didn't want us to know what's going
on.
That's
what my parents did.
When they didn't want us to know that we were going to go to the doctor to get a needle, that's what they would talk Spanish.
Mine were even worse. When they were talking about like getting divorced and stuff like that. They didn't get divorced, but when they were having problems... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I the thing that's funny is that I took Spanish from junior high school to college, and I got straight A's, and I still can't speak it fluently.
I'm telling you. I got C's in Spanish in college, I'll be honest with you.
HBO had that great Spanish TV series, that cop series.
That was intense.
But they had subtitles, so I was able to watch it.
Yeah, that was intense. That was a tough show to watch.
I watched a lot of Ana de Armas, so it looks good. Yeah. Kate Castile's in it, that girl.
I bet you anything, though. You know what? When acting is good and when stories are good, you can kind of follow what's going on.
No, I'm sure. But see, this is the thing that kills me. It's like, all my children, look, it's not in a great state, but I personally, if they made me head writer or executive producer, I could turn that show around like that.
You could turn around like that.
I could turn around like that.
I'm going to read something. Can I read something on WeLoveSoaps.net?
Mm-hmm.
WeLoveSoaps.net was so funny because there's an article from some guy who wrote a plea to, you know, to save all my children or whatever. And this one guy writes, John, I'll call him John V. He says, well, this person that wrote it, he says, I don't watch every day. So this guy, John V, says the key to this letter is the fact that this man does not tape the show every day. How can you say you support a show but do not watch it anymore? The fact is, All My Children is not a good show anymore because they eliminated so many great actors and actresses. I do not want someone sugarcoating the situation with this show. The fact is, this is not our opinion, this is his. The fact is, All My Children stinks and has been terrible for years. Everybody who wants this show to stay on the air should make ABC bring back the old-timers. Julia Barr, David Canary, Jillian Spetcher. Shadow, is this you? Jillian Spetcher, Taylor Miller, Richard Van Fleet, Kathleen Noon. Ooh, good one. And many, many more can and should be brought back to the show. It is ridiculous to say I want a show to stay on the air, and yet so many of these people do not tape the show every day. I tape the show every day to catch Susan Lucci and Jill Larson. Blah, blah, blah. That kind of says a lot of it.
No, he's right. He's right. I mean...
kind of says a lot of it.
The biggest problem with this show is that, like...
And that's what we're trying to do,
so
people.
So many of the veterans are gone from All My Children. When you look at One Night to Live in General Hospital, there's people that have been there for 10, 15 years already. Nora, Bo, Vicky, Dorian, Clint. They bring back their legacy characters. Joey's back. It's a new Joey, but it's Joey. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? All My Children refuse. Like, I'm not going to knock it. I like the Castillos, but...
I'm liking Kara, people. Really liking her.
Where are the characters?
Hate her storyline. Really liking her.
But where are the characters that we need? Where's Petey?
Why does her storyline have to be that she is on the run from killers?
Because she's Latin.
But...
That's the only storyline they can get black and Latin. It has to be gangbangers and shit like that.
Why wasn't it enough?
That's the only thing that writers come up with for people of color. I swear to God.
Why wasn't it enough to have this triangle between her and Jake and Amanda?
Because they would have to actually write something that is more about the human condition.
You're right.
They think that people cannot deal. You know, the more I'm watching Ryan's Hope Year One, the more riveted I am by... nothing really but simple scenes in the freaking bar and the thing. Like it's unbelievable how there's no fancy set. This all takes place in New York, people. These people are poor. The Ryans are not rich. Yes, they own a bar, but they own a bar up in Washington Heights and Inwood. It's like they're not rich. They're common folks. And yet, why is it popular? Why was Ryan's so popular? Why? Because it was about something that we could relate to, about people and emotions and feelings and the things. When, oh my God, because I'm really behind. I have, like, my whole DVR, like, you look at it, it's like Ryan's Home. So, I just saw the Christmas episode. They were all together at Ryan's singing Christmas songs for the whole episode.
I love relating that. Nothing major.
No drug cartel. Nothing like that. Just relationships. just
go figure.
Just Bucky being there heartbroken about Faith. So Johnny tells Mary, why don't you go talk to
Mary? Why don't you go talk to Bucky?
And then when he's talking to Bucky, Johnny goes, "Now see, why can't she be involved with a good guy like Bucky instead of that like Finelli person. And that's simple. And I was riveted by that.
I was riveted by it. We started to talk about it a little bit before, and then I think I went on a tangent. But simple moments, and not having everyone be involved in evil words and evil exchanges. One of my biggest pet peeves about All My Children is that every day we have to see an exchange, usually between two women, who hate each other, who are at each other's throats and insulting each other and always find a way to be in each other's business. In normal life, we try to stay away from the people that cause fights with us, because if we were at that level every single day, we'd be institutionalized, every single one of us. And there was an incident on GH, and I'm sure it happens on GH too, but there was an incident on GH with Robin?
Robin and she's that played crazy by Kimberly McCullough.
Kimberly McCullough, I got a little tip for you. A little maybe honey, facial honey or a little bit of wax. Just a little wax. You know, Veet. Maybe some Veet. You could also do Veet. That's a depilatory. She got that damn mustache. She got a mustache. I'm sorry. It's a little peach fuzz above the lip.
Ew.
Every time I look at her, I want to take the razor, want to take the wax, go strip. Anyway, so she's being confronted by this crazy
Lisa,
woman, Lisa,
crazy
who
Lisa.
Had a brief encounter with her husband.
Lisa was her husband's Patrick's girlfriend in college, and she came back to Port Charles to work with them. And when Patrick and Robin were having problems, Lisa swooped in, and they had an affair for one night.
Now,
and then Lisa's like obsessed with him. She makes Annie look sane.
I caught a really simple interaction where she obviously got into Robin Wright's or what's her name?
Kimberly McCullough, Robin Scorpio.
Robin Scorpio's grill. And I actually caught it from, like, I was, like, making dinner or something, and I caught it from the corner of my eye, and I got nervous for her. Are you texting?
No, I don't have texting on my phone.
I got nervous because I said, this is not right, this exchange right here. Something's going on here. And it reminded me of, what's the Fatal Attraction?
Mm-hmm.
And it made me nervous, and the exchange was, like, it was like a very small moment in the week, but it was enough so that I could see. It was good writing. It wasn't like these flippant, like, you know, catty, smart, witty remarks. It was like literally these two women going back and forth about this man and Robin saying, you know what, I'm glad for you because you made my relationship stronger, you know, with my husband and blah, blah, blah. And the other one's like, yeah, we'll see about that. Like, it was very, very, very small, very cutting and very intense moment. You don't see that on All My Children. You don't see it. I'm sorry. You don't see it. You see these big, giant Kendall getting in someone's face, Greeny getting in someone's face, this happening, that happening. Now I got to deal with Madison. You know, I actually like Madison and what's his name?
Scotty,
who I actually love, this Scott. I think
he's
fantastic.
He's good.
But I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to differences between some shows, some of these daytime dramas. Why do pregnant women on All My Children have to look so perfect all the time? They don't ever, they're not ever swollen. Their makeup and hair is always perfect. They never have pregnancy issues. I was on the couch, even though I was having twins. I was on the couch for the last 2 months. I mean, I just was like a mess. And I know people with single babies that were feeling the same way. Like, don't wear makeup. Get a little blow, you know, like maybe gain a few pounds for the camera so you could look a little pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, it just bothers me. It really bothers me. I want to see something real, true. You know, we talked about this. When Zach died, Kendall should have been a hermit. She should still be a hermit. I'm sorry. You're doing something that shows that she's not dressed up and clicking her heels at work, you know. And I hate more than anything, I'm going to tell you right now, it makes me disgusted.
Wow.
I hate these fake, it's Marissa, it's Bianca, it's Kendall. They're being perfect moms, running in the park with their kids. Just, oh, it's so cute and so funny, and they're running with their kids. And aren't we perfect, great moms and mothers, and we're perfect businesswomen? They're not real to me. They don't feel real to me. I'm sorry. Binks doesn't feel real to me. Marissa she looks like she has bad breath. I don't know why. She just has that body, though.
What
right?
is it with you?
She
and like,
has a weird pattern.
Vanessa.
She has a weird.
And now this one.
When you have a weird, pasty complexion, I think that you smell. I'm sorry. You just look not so fresh to me. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. Talk about Marissa. I'm not talking about anybody else. Kendall, you smell like a rose. I'm telling you right now. You're beautiful. And even you, and I like the actress that plays Bianca. I just hate this Bianca. She's too perfect. And then we have to have a divorce with someone who's not even on the screen. I mean, come on, a custody battle with someone that's not even on the screen. Give me an effing break.
And you know what? In a way, it's like the unabortion, because here you
Kill
have
her.
Here you
Kill
have
me.
Supposedly the first, the first,
I said
the first. Oh,
Sorry.
It's okay.
All right,
it slipped. It slipped. You're all adults. You're all adults. Kids shouldn't be listening to this podcast anyway.
Oh, my kids don't listen. They don't even
But
know.
We know Marcy Walker's not listening. You know, she unfriended me on Facebook.
She did. Are you sure that's really her?
No, that's hers.
It's someone.
It's very religious. No, it's her. No, there's photos of her. Like, candid photos. No, it's her.
All right.
It's her. But she defriended me, I think, because
Did you tell her to come back?
You know, at first I was like, I go, why did she defriend me? And I'm like, I never say anything really nasty or bad or curse or anything. And then somebody was like, well, maybe it's all those naked, half-naked boy photos you
she
keep putting up.
She defriended you?
She defriended me. I wasn't the only one. Two of our other listeners who are friends of mine said that she defriended them, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's religious now.
All right, fine.
But anyway, what were we saying before that?
We were just talking about how the difference is. Can I tell you one more thing?
Wait, no, but what were you talking about right now? About? Oh, I was saying on abortion, because, like, here they had the first lesbian wedding, and now we have the first lesbian divorce.
I actually like that, but I hate that it... No, listen. I don't mind a lesbian divorce for a character that's actually there. You got a hickey. He got a hickey!
I hate you.
Did you try to cover that?
No, I didn't try to cover it at all. And I was like, I forgot about it, and she brought it up.
God.
Is it really that bad?
It's not that bad. I noticed because he's in the light, all of a sudden the light is
setting
here.
Oh, my God.
He got a little hickey. It's not that big, actually.
That was courtesy of the Peruvian boy that I was with Friday night.
He nibbled on your neck.
All I will say is that that we're not going to, like, date, because there's definite chemistry between us, and the sex was mind-blowing, and my eyes were rolling in the back of my head, but he's too young. He's
How
too
old?
Spacey.
How old?
He's 24.
Oh, so he's only...
No, he's 25.
Oh, so you're only 10 years older.
I'm going to slap you.
He thinks he's 34. He ain't no 34!
Anyway, as I was saying, we did it twice. right back after each other. Like, it was like we took a break.
And
then we got... Anyway, it was really great, but... He's not husband material, boyfriend material. He's too... I mean, believe me, I wish, but no, he's too crazy.
All right, you were talking about... You were talking about... He doesn't even remember. He is... You have to see his face. I wish I had video. He is so flustered and flabbergasted.
It was really good sex.
Oh,
I have not had great sex in a long time. Sorry that it was too much information.
Yeah, I want to loop it back to all my children. Are you even buying, like, Amanda and Ricky Paul Golden anymore, and how she's treating this whole thing with the...
I don't really...
Seriously?
Look, the times that I tuned into all my children, I don't feel... I feel like Morales in a chorus.
Chriselle, I love you.
I feel like a Morales in a chorus, and I feel nothing.
I feel nothing. Nothing.
No, nothing. Okay, I can't talk about my children anymore. What about Glee? Did you see Glee?
I saw Glee.
Did you see the last Glee? Wasn't it phenomenal?
Which one?
The last one before the break.
Wait, say it.
When they went to sectionals.
Oh, with Kurt making out with that Latin boy.
He's not Latin.
He looks Latin.
He is a white boy. Are you kidding?
Fine.
His name is Darren Criss, please.
All right,
and he's talking about pale. He's pale, but he's gorgeous. I'd do him in a minute. But anyway, that episode was so brilliantly done. When he was looking at Kurt singing and the camera caught his realization that he had feelings for Kurt, I was bawling. I was like, why can't that ever happen to me? And then when
he told Kurt how he felt, brilliant.
And then when he told Kurt how he felt about him,
I felt my heart racing for Kurt the same way Kurt's heart must have been racing because this actor is so good.
It was really brilliantly done. The whole Finn, Rachel, and Quinn's triangle has been recharged. I'm so excited about the three
of
them again.
She did a great job.
And those two original songs were great.
So
weren't they great?
Funny. I loved all the original songs.
They only did two. But it was
they did two.
Those were so crazy.
The girl with his big ass heart. Oh, I love the big ass heart.
I forgot about it.
That was hysterical.
Or when Santana was singing that song about his lips, I was like, oh my God.
That was pretty awesome.
I gotta tell you, that boy with those lips, though, ooh, I can't even imagine what it'd be like to kiss him.
He's beautiful.
He's so
hot. He's a fun actor, too. I love
him.
Yeah,
I think he's really good.
I think they're all so talented. The only one he's so talented, the only one is Finn. I don't think he's that good.
Really? I love him.
He
ain't
that
good.
But
I just gotta say that
all the other guys are really good actors.
Some of the people I've been saying on our podcast blog.
About Mercedes.
Yeah, and I agree with you guys. I'm kind of getting a little fed up that Mercedes has not had her moment to shine since that episode where she sang Christina Aguilera's I'm So Beautiful. That's the last time they focused on her, like really focused on her as a character. And that was last season, right?
Incredible, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's time
she had some tater tot storyline and that's it.
Yeah, no. That's like giving her a Kentucky Fried Chicken storyline. No.
Seriously.
Give her a real storyline. Even the Asian girl who she was about the weakest link. The Asian girl to me is the weakest link.
She's not that. She's not as bad as Finn.
She's not a great singer.
Finn has no musical background.
She's not a great singer. The Asian boy I like.
He's good. He dances. He's good.
God, in those abs.
I love that show.
I would love to just like pour chocolate syrup all over his abs and just lick it off.
Oh my God.
He's hot.
You not watching Idol?
He's really hot. I would love me some Mugu Gai Pan.
You're not watching Idol.
Combo 44 to go.
Are you not watching Idol?
I actually tuned in to a
see
little
the Latina
bit.
Get kicked off.
Who?
After we did our podcast and talked about Karen Rodriguez, the Latina, she got kicked off.
Oh, my friend Vanessa knows her.
Really?
She's friends with somebody whose cousin's, that's her cousin.
I loved her. Loved her.
Yeah, didn't really care for her.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like her voice. And I don't like the fact that she keeps singing English and Spanish. I think that's tacky.
Oh, God.
That's what loses you points, girl. Pick one or the other. And by the way, I'm sorry to say it, but this is American Idol, not Latin American Idol. Sing in English. I'm sorry, that's so horrible. It's true, though.
I'm going to knock you out.
I'm sorry. She did nothing for me. She was no Olga Tañón. She was no Rita Moreno.
You going to tell me Naima was better than her?
Who's Naima?
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Is that the albino black girl?
Yes.
No, girl, she was awful. And matter of fact, you didn't let me finish.
Expensive.
I actually thought that they were all kind of awful. Like, and there was nobody that stood out to me that I was like, ooh, that's interesting. I thought they all seemed very karaoke-ish.
You saw the Casey shave?
He got saved this week,
yeah,
right?
You saw that.
No, I saw the week before that when he sang Nirvana's song.
I thought that was horrible.
Oh, that was horrible
too.
I'm sorry. That
was horrible.
He looked like a Muppet, like a clown. Like, he didn't look real.
America's not wrong about him. I think the judges made a mistake.
That had to be if it was up to me, I would have gotten rid of him just for that Kurt Cobain cover. Like,
yeah.
Kurt Cobain must be spinning in his grave that this is what's going on now that he's dead.
I'm going to agree with you. I think there are only a handful that really I could see at the top. There's a big difference, a big gap between
the
ones
that
who
I
are
saw,
stars and the ones who are pretty good.
The week that I saw, nobody stood out. I admit that the second half were definitely better than the first half, but still, nobody like that, you know, but again, in all honesty, sometimes it takes a couple of weeks before that person, look at David Cook. It wasn't until he did the Billie Jean that everybody took notice. Not everybody
could
be.
But is he better than David Archuleta? No. No, right?
No, I thought David Archuleta should have won that
year. Of course, everybody thought he should have won. And Adam Lambert should have won. Those two are actually making.
No.
You don't think Adam Lambert should have beat that Chris guy?
No, I love Chris Allen.
He's not making any records.
Neither is Adam Lambert.
Of course he is.
Adam Lambert made one CD, so did Chris Allen.
And whose CD sold? Adam Lambert's.
He
has top 10.
A novelty.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I don't like him, honey. He screams.
I don't like him either. I'm not saying that.
Patti
but
LaBelle,
what I'm saying
the
is
person
that
can
the people
scream
who don't win,
Patti LaBelle.
With the exception of what's her name, the Blondie, the people that don't win are the ones that actually sell albums and make records.
Well, look, let's put it this way. If we're going for longevity, there's only one person who's still hot. Carrie Underwood.
Of course.
Because Kelly Clarkson's like dead in the water.
She's not dead in the water. She's making good albums. She's making good artistic albums.
But nobody's listening to them. Carrie Underwood is making good artistic albums that everybody's buying.
But she's making a terrible surf movie.
Oh, is she in that surf movie?
It's horrible. It looks horrible. It looks
Carrie,
awful.
Just sing, girl. You don't need to act.
You don't need to be Jennifer Lopez. Speaking of which, I like Jennifer Lopez now. She's winning me over. You know why?
Why?
Her music criticism sucks. Her husband pointed out that her music criticism sucks. But you want to know something? I love her outfits every week, and I love her fingernails every week. And I tune in just to see what she's going to wear on her hands and her feet and her
Because she's so ghetto, Jenny from the block.
She's got the most people. Every time she's on a show, she got different manicures. She got different color on them nails. And I love every color is perfect with her outfit. I just think it's just, I like it. This is a woman who's not afraid to dress herself up and ornament herself and look just beautiful and crazy and out there.
She's such a hibara.
No, she's not. She's classy.
Well, I tuned in.
Sometimes she'll be like a 50s look. Sometimes she'll be 60s inspired. Sometimes she's 80s. I just think it's really, I love tuning in and seeing the pretty lady. I do. She's a pretty lady, and I like tuning in and seeing her.
I saw the video on YouTube with her and Doberman Pinscher and that stupid song, it's Drop terrible. It on the Floor, whatever. It was awful. The song was awful. And then everybody was saying, her next song is good. I listened to that. It's trashy too. She
knows how to perform. I will give her that. She performed with two twins in that belly. I like I told you, I was on my damn couch most of my pregnancy. I don't know how she was in stilettos with twins singing and dancing to her heart's content. All right, fine, money. Yes, they can't hear you say money with your fingers.
Money, money, money. Oh, money, money, money.
What else you watching? You watching The Apprentice?
You know how I feel about these reality shows, girl. Why? There's only one reality show that I watch.
I love Selling New York.
There's only one reality show that I watch.
You watching Shark Tank? I love Shark Tank.
Are you really watching?
I really am.
Where's my Friday Night Lights DVD? My sister wants it back.
Are you watching Holmes Inspection on HGTV?
Do you still have it?
Of course I do.
It's my fault, too, because I don't remember.
It's a little dusty. It's got some dust balls on it, but it is perfectly safe.
You gotta
safe.
Bring it because she needs it.
You
she
have
wants
to remember.
Watch
I will never remember
season
if you
5, the final season is coming, but she wants to watch everything all over again.
I want to watch Mildred Pierce on HBO for Kate Winslet.
I was so mad because I wanted to see the original on TCM last night, and I didn't get a chance.
It was
so.
On Turner Classic. Why didn't you see? I wish you had texting.
I have no room
Talk
in my
about Hebero. Talk about Hebero. You don't have texting.
I know.
Pisses me off.
AT&T girl.
It pisses me AT&T. Off. Get unlimited. I will give you the $5 for the unlimited texting.
No, it's not $5. It's more than that. AT&T is a ripoff.
How much is unlimited testing?
It's like almost $40 more than
that
I'm paying now.
That is not
yes, true.
It's not true. It's
actually,
not true.
They gave me the plans that I could take.
I'm gonna call for
the
you.
The cheapest plan that I got is paying $40. And guess what I get? I get unlimited nothing. Not unlimited nights, unlimited
Switch
weekends, nothing.
Your provider
nothing.
Because that's ridiculous.
That is what I'm waiting for. My friend Vanessa, I don't know what Hibaro plan she got, but she has unlimited texting, unlimited minutes all the time.
You know what she got?
What?
What do they call it? The crappy's phone? Or
I don't care. That's what I want to pay. I want to pay $40 and get unlimited everything and not pay like $100. Because you know what? AT&T may say they're better than these other people, but you know how many phone calls I get that get dropped? That I'm in the middle talking to somebody and I think I'm still talking to them and they're gone? AT&T sucks the big one. I hate AT&T.
I'm looking for... Princess has one.
AT&T could kiss my Puerto Rican ass.
She pays the bill right there and then or something.
I go to AT&T. Oh, and get this. AT&T, if I want to pay in cash at the cashier, they're going to charge me an extra $5.
That is not true.
No, it's true. I got to go to their stupid kiosk that doesn't give me change.
People, you got to write in.
AT&T
and you got to recommend.
Sucks.
Seriously, you need to recommend a phone provider for Jordan Hudson because this is I don't like what I'm hearing. You can get a cell phone now for next to nothing. So I don't like what I'm hearing, and I need to be able to text you. I'm so sick of not being able to text you.
Anyway, I wanted to see that, but
sometimes
I'm still gonna
just,
watch.
Like, what you like? You could have texted me, Mildred Pierce, TCM tonight. Watch it. And then I would have watched it. I would have known.
You never seen the original one either?
I never saw it.
I know. I'm going to see the new one. But I'm going to see the old one too because I heard the old one's better.
All right, fine.
But the new ones are more faithful adaptation to the story. Right. I think it's based on a book. So I'm excited to watch. I love, you know. Oh, and then guess what's coming out next week?
Metro PCS. Maybe that's the one?
Maybe. Next week, Camelot starts on Friday, April 1st. And then on Sunday, The Borgias on Showtime. And something
what
else.
What is it called?
The Borgias, the first crime family.
Bourgeois?
No, not bourgeois. With Jeremy Irons. And then on AMC, The Killing.
What about T-Mobile?
Hey, anything that offers me...
Unlimited texting.
I will go to them. You don't understand. I just don't want to deal with AT&T anymore. I hate AT&T with a passion.
I hate them too. I swear to God, I don't understand. I think I spent $10 extra.
I especially hate that when I go to the AT&T to pay my bill on Fordham Road in the Bronx, that nobody there speaks English, and this is America, and you're hiring people, and they can't speak English. That annoys me. I don't care that the majority of the people living in this neighborhood are Spanish. I'm coming into a place, I should be able to speak to somebody in English. This is not Puerto Plata.
All right, fine. It's $20 a month. You guys got to let us know. Unlimited texting at $5 a month if we can find it. Unlimited texting, $5 a month. Go. What else do you want to talk about? Movies? Any movies? You know what we need to talk about? Something very serious. If All My Children goes, what do we become? Because Daytime Confidential, shout out to Daytime Confidential, yo. Shout out to Jamie. Shout out to Jillian. Shout out to all the peeps. Shout out to Luke. If they've already set up Primetime Confidential?
Pop Confidential.
Pop Confidential. That's what I meant. They are very smart. We're the Pie Valley Podcast. How do we continue our little program? And what do we talk about?
We just call it the PVP Podcast. And then when people say, what does PVP stand for? We go, whatever you want to stand for.
Anyone have any ideas? PVP. Pop? Pulp?
Pop videos.
Pulp. No.
Pop videos.
See, we're stumped. You got to help us out. We got to continue the program because it's the only time I get out of my house without the kids.
If we
can talk
about my dating life, then we can talk about penises.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about penises. I hate penises.
Why you girls don't like penis? Girls don't like penises, don't like penis. Right?
Because Chelsea, they give you Hanna, twins.
Chelsea
and Hanna, the twins drive you crazy and give you
Chelsea
wrinkles.
Chelsea Handler talks about that all the time. And all the women on the round table agree with her. You guys don't like penises at all, right?
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know any woman besides a porn star who might claim that she loves penis, that actually loves a penis.
Really?
I don't know any woman. Like, they like sex. They like the act. But actually, like, we wouldn't look at one and be like, oh, my God, I need that. I want that. We look at the man and we need that. I want that. But the actual thing itself... It's a little creepy. It's a little creepy. It's like a frog with a big rubber thing attached. God, it's real, like a rubber pole. It's weird.
My God, that's so funny.
Yeah, they're not attractive and they're not like, I want that. Like you could, like a man maybe looks at breasts and is like, need, like actually has a gut reaction, wants to touch them or lick them or whatever. We don't have that. I'm telling you, we don't have that.
Yeah, we don't have that problem.
You gay men love penis a hell ton more than women love penis.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not obsessed with size at all.
Size doesn't matter to me. I'm not obsessed with penis. I could do quite well without it. Thank you.
Size is not the size of the vessel, but the motion in the ocean, girl.
And that's where we're going to end it. If you want to write us, you can email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to MySpace.
Who's on MySpace anymore?
I meant Facebook.
Who's on MySpace? I think even the natives of Latin America are no longer on MySpace.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Friendster, anybody? That was on 30 Rock also.
Friendster. Yeah. Oh, my God, Friendster.
They were like something, because it was like Liz was losing her show and losing her job. And they were like, she met up in the street with these people that had all become obsolete. And then mentioned the CEO of Friendster.
Very nice.
Very funny. If you want to contact us, you can do so through Facebook. We have the Pine Valley Podcast fan page. Jordan Hudson has a page. Ashley Mendoza has a page. You can go to the website, www.pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com. Leave your comments. Leave your thoughts. Leave your ideas. Why are you pounding your chest?
Touch.
Touch what?
I'm getting back in shape.
Oh, I forgot to post the pictures.
Oh.
I got to post those pictures. I'm posting the pictures. He looks awesome.
Jillian's going to die. I got pictures coming for Jillian. Jillian's
Twitter. We Twitter. Like, PV Podcast. PV Podcast is our Twitter page. What were you saying about your pecs?
No, I'm saying Jillian... wants me to put a frontal picture, and it's coming.
From Daytime Confidential?
Yeah, she's
love
a friend
her
of my baseball.
So much.
She keeps calling me Brian Fonz, though.
Why?
I don't know. That's how we are teasing me. Wait till she sees my... I've been promising a photo
she
for the longest time.
Funny.
I gotta... I like Jillian. She's cracks me
That's
up.
That's the other thing about... Jillian and Jamie keep it real. They, like, have a great balance of people on that show. They have, like, people from the Midwest, you know, people from here, people from South. They have a great balance on that show. I love it.
I wish that We Love Soaps thought and then we'll go back to the old format. I don't like the new format at all. You don't like it? Why? I don't like it. It's too confusing.
Why?
Because it's all over the place. I like the old format because you just, every time you clicked on, you just walk your way down.
Can I tell you why it's all over the place?
Why?
Because soaps are all over the place right now. They're trying to figure out what do we do when soaps go?
No.
All right. So what else do we need to tell them? We said PVP of High Rad Podcast. We said Facebook. We said Twitter. Oh, shout outs. DaytimeConfidential.com. PopConfidential.com. WeLoveSoaps.net. Hell with it.
AMC Super Poster.
Deadline.com. What the hell?
I don't even know who they are, but okay.
Yeah, I don't even know who they are either, but we'll give them a shout out. They're breaking some news, so, you know, you can go there too. Who else? Luis? Luis said he was going to give us new openings.
When?
He said he was going to get, he said like a month or two ago. He's so busy. He's so talented too. He's so good at it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you why he's not giving us new openings? Because we ain't saying nothing funny. We're just bitter.
Do you know that we didn't talk about One Night to Live at all during this podcast?
I'm not watching it, really.
I am, but...
You want to say one thing real quick before we go?
About what?
One Night to Live.
Do I want to say something real quick? They just put a young black girl on contract, and she seems to be the ex-wife or wife of the middle Ford brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I love that storyline. A sister. Whatever. I could see him with a sister. I think it's going to be...
Hate the new... what's his name?
The new Jack Manning.
Oh,
How awful is he? And get this. They just signed him to a contract.
I can't talk about it.
Frank Valenti, are you high?
What are you thinking? Terry, what's the name?
Who?
Terry...
Okay, I'm beginning to really, like really... Disgusting. She needs to go. She really needs to go.
Loving Me Some David. Hysterical.
Love Me Some Tess. Why are you guys hating on Tess?
Don't hate on Tess.
Tess is making this show funny. She's even making what's his name fun to watch. This is the best Ford's ever been.
Honestly,
I mean, they don't got chemistry as a couple.
He was wearing a hot dog suit. I loved it.
Yeah, they don't got chemistry as a couple, but she makes him a better actor.
Absolutely.
He comes across better. Like when they're fighting. But I gotta tell you, these rumors about Brody being written off the show. I am not amused that that's true, Dumb. Frank Valenti. Don't you dare.
Dumb.
I don't want him with Snatchley, but you know what's really funny is Cutter has some hot chemistry with Dorian and with Tessica.
No, but she's freaking out because he's like coming on to her now. Cutter? Did you see Friday's episode?
No, I haven't finished seeing it
yet. Oh, no wonder. You haven't seen it.
I'm halfway through. I gotta go.
I think he's going to trigger her back to Jessica because she's freaking out a little bit.
That's stupid. I don't want Tess to go. But you know what I loved about Dorian?
What?
Was when David was all upset because she almost slept with a Cutter. She goes, David, well, you know, I'm a hot-blooded woman. I'm like, what, Dorian?
I thought,
you know what? That's right. Don't call her a cougar, baby. She ain't no cougar.
That is
a hot-blooded woman. Because let me tell you something. Cutter's young, and let me tell you something. They looked hot together. I wanted them to be at it when David walked in.
What?
That Robin Strasser, woo, shoot.
One Life to Live and GH honor their older players. They honor the people that have been on the canvas for a long time. Shame on you, all my children, for not honoring your veterans and your older characters and your older actors. Shame on you. Shame on you, crap brothers. You should be fired. You should be gone. I hate you. You have both smelly vagina and halitosis. I hate you.
And one last thing about When I to Live. I'm fearful, and I told Ashley this. This is the first time that I actually think that they don't know what they're doing. This whole Todd storyline, I really think this is going to blow up in their faces. Because they're writing it like... I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this.
I don't think Trevor's playing it well either.
And I don't think they know where they're going with this.
I don't think Trevor knows.
I really don't. Because I don't think Roger Howarth has any intention of coming back. And this one's ready to boat. So I don't know what's going on. I will say this.
What?
They better not mess up Tomas and Blair. Because I like them. They got chemistry. And guess who else has smoking chemistry?
Who?
McBain and Kelly.
Yeah, finally, right?
Right, man. He lights up when she walks in the room.
That's because he don't have to be opposite that.
That's naturally.
All right, fine, naturally. I don't call her fatly anymore because she ain't so fat. As I figured out.
All right, we
got to go.
She got to go breastfeed
the kids. Thanks again. I got to... Why you got to say that?
You don't breastfeed them anymore?
I do.
Oh, well.
Every morning, these little suckers, they wake up, they go,
mommy. How old is it? How old are they when you stop it?
Some people don't stop till a long time. We'll see.
Like when they're 12?
No. Although there were these British twins online. They're British. They're like 9 or something like that. They're still nursing. But they wake up and they go, I go, good morning. And they go, morning. And then they go, milk? 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 And I'm telling you, those little kids, they're almost 22 months old. They are trying to nurse more than ever before. It's insane. I'm a stay-at-home, so I just do it, you know. But I'm trying to wean them a little bit. But they love it. They go crazy for boobs. And I do want to have to do the other. So they're both sticking off my boobs at the same time. It's insanity. It really is insane. I know. But I love those little things so much. They just like it, you know. I try to keep it morning and night and naps. I try to keep it to that level. But, you know, once in a while they go crazy, so I have to stick them on a boob and then they shut up. I am kind of interested about what it's going to be like to have my boobies back. Because right now they're not mine, you know. It's weird.
Very weird.
Why are you so weird now?
Because it's weird.
It's not weird. It's nice.
Girl, it's weird to me. It's,
That's because you're not a breeder.
Oh, my God.
Way to bring it back, Ashley. Way to bring it back.
That was good. I like that. That was good.
All right, people. We love you so much. Thank you for letting me miss you. Thank you for spending an hour and a half with us this week. It's been so much fun for us. And we hope you stick with us. And give us some ideas. We need ideas about how to keep this little show going and what the hell we do.
Thank you to our 5 listeners.
Thank you to all 5 of you. We love you very much. And even if you criticize us, we still love you. Don't ever apologize. You feel the way you feel for a reason.
Say how you feel. This is America.
We're about keeping it out. No sugarcoating. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Doesn't mean it should be sacrificed. Bad decisions. Yeah, that's right. Welcome to Brian Franz's Star Mass Life. Madly scripted and no, I can't believe the things wanted to keep our show from going down. Biggest mistake was moving to the West Coast, cause now AMC feels like a Disney clone. Hey, BBC, don't you cancel AMC, cause it's less than perfect. Our subs in jeopardy. Means everything to me. So what if less than perfect? AMC, Jersey Hannon, her you know, doesn't seem to care about our show. Jet Bob Pancakes, douchebag play, second only to Jesse stealing babies. Broken Adam, gone away Eliza, played by Jamie Lunar, is bloated and boring. Texted in Brainly and overacting Ryan, his head might just explode the next time that he speaks. Oh, oh, ABC, don't you cancel AMC, cause it's less than perfect. She's my family, so what if less than perfect? Ratings are down, so you try a new line. Maybe Andy's crazy, maybe Angie goes blind. Erica and Jack, they're drawn that. So why not pair her with an old guy who's fat? Give Chad a hot new lover and Marissa new hair. The trouble is now that we just don't care. Bad actors stay in, bad writers stay on. Why do you do that? Why do you do that? Why do you do that, Fonzie? Yeah. The great and the least, the rich and the poor, the weak and the strong, in sickness and in health, in joy and sorrow, in tragedy and triumph, you are all my children. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you cancel AMC.
to me. You were perfect, AMC. We grew up with you. We love you. The characters, the stories. Hang on, my beloved AMC. You made some history. You were something. You were perfect to me. Hang on, all my children. We love you, and we don't want to see you go.